Good morning. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 11. We'll read from verse 1 through 19. And it came about that when Jesus had finished giving instructions to his 12 disciples, he departed from there to teach and preach in their cities. Now when John in prison heard of the works of Christ, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the expected one, or shall we look for someone else?" And Jesus answered and said to them, "Go and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. And the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he who keeps from stumbling over me." And as these were going away, Jesus began to speak to the multitudes about John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to look at? A reed shaken by the wind? But what did you go out to see? A man dressed in soft clothing? Behold, those who wear soft clothing are in king's palaces. But why did you go out to see a prophet? Yes, I say to you, and one who is more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you.' Truly I say to you, among those born of women, there has not arisen anyone greater than John the Baptist. Yet he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and violent men take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And if you care to accept it, he himself is Elijah who was to come. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. But to what shall I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplace who call out to the other children and say, 'We played the flute for you and you did not dance. We sang a dirge and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating or drinking, and they say, he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, behold, a gluttonous man and a drunkard, a friend of tax gatherers and sinners. Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds.'" Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this morning. We just ask you for your presence to come and for you to speak to us and help us to pray and just enter into your presence this morning. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So Matthew 11, we hear about John the Baptist sending his disciples and asking the Lord Jesus, right? "Are you the expected one, or do we have to look for somebody else?" And Jesus answers, and we all know this. Jesus answers and says, "Well, tell John what you see." And he talks about the miracles and the works that Jesus has been doing. And in verse 6, it says, "Blessed is he who keeps from stumbling over me." That word "stumbling over me," or another version would say, "from taking offense at me," right? And P. Sam has talked about the spirit of offense just a few weeks ago. And I just wanted to mention that briefly here, that John the Baptist and many of the Jewish people, they were expecting something from the Messiah, right? They were expecting the Messiah to be a certain way. And I mean, it's interesting, the term they use is, "Are you the expected one?" And they're talking about, you know, the coming one, the coming king that's going to restore Jerusalem. But for them, they're really thinking of a political figure, right, that was going to bring freedom to the Jewish people, the Jewish nation. And they weren't seeing that from Jesus necessarily. So they took offense. You know, they got offended because they were expecting him to be a certain way, but he didn't come to them in the way that they were expecting him to come. And then it's interesting because Jesus then asked the question, "What did you go out in the wilderness to look at? A reed shaken by the wind? But what did you go out to see? A man dressed in soft clothing? Behold, those who wear soft clothing are in king's palaces." And this is kind of the question that I feel like he's asking us is, well, what do you expect when you come to church? You know, what do you expect from believing in me? What do you expect as you give your life to me and as you start living your life for me? Because, you know, I think a lot of us, many times, would come to God and say, Lord, you know, I believe in you, and I give you my life, and I'm going to live this life for you, but please could you make sure that as I do that, that I'm going to have more prestige, and I'm going to have more convenience, and more comfort, and more money. You know, what are we expecting as we come before the Lord? And as we truly, you know, we say, yeah, we surrender everything, Lord, to you, and we believe in you, and, you know, we want to live our lives for you. But a part of us still is seeking for soft clothing, so to speak. You know, and we expect to be in king's palaces, and we expect in this world to receive all the benefits, you know, of I don't know, following God, whatever we think that may be. But, but that's not what really is promised by Jesus, right? I mean, in we have an eternal hope of eternal glory when this life is over and we live for the eternity, but not in this life. We're not, you know, when we say you know, we're giving our lives to God, we're really saying we're giving our lives to God, you know? We're not, you know, it shouldn't be conditional. You know, it shouldn't be like, you know, P. Sam said this, and I thought it was so funny. He said, a lot of people come to him, and they say, a lot of people go to God and say, oh, you know, God, I just want to be used by you. You know, I want to be used by you for whatever. And then when God uses us, we get upset because we feel used, you know? We get upset because we feel like people have been using us and stuff like that. You know, I just think it's funny because we come and say, yeah, we want to live for you. We want to do all these things. But we always come, not always, but a lot of us, oftentimes we come with our own conditions and with our own agendas as to, well, yeah, use me and I want to live for you, but only in this way, you know? Not for, a couple people come up to us and say, yeah, I have free time. You know, I don't have a job, so whatever you want done at church. So I ask them, are you sure, like, whatever you want us to do? And they're like, yeah, whatever. Because I'm like, well, we can use a lot of, like, cleaning, you know? We need someone to clean the fridge and clean blah, blah, blah. And she's like, and they're like, well, you know, I thought more of, like, you know, I could serve in the fundraising committee or whatever. You know, people bring up different things because they have different ideas of, like, how they want to serve, but it's not necessarily whatever. But, sorry. This person's probably listening to it on the podcast, so I just want to apologize. I'm not, you know, I'm not trying to be mean or anything. But, yeah, just what are we expecting, you know, when we come to God? And that if we could come to God and completely just trust, you know, trust Him to lead us, and even though it may not be in a way that we expect Him to do things, just trust Him. Trust that He is good. Trust that He is going to lead us in the best path, the best way possible for us. And I think that's what it takes for us to not be offended at God. When we are praying for something and when we are really contending for something, you know, because obviously we have to come with expectation for what God's going to do. But if He doesn't come in a way that we expect Him to do so, we just say, you know what, no matter what, Lord, I've been praying for this, and I've been really contending, but even if this doesn't happen the way I think it should happen, no matter what happens, Lord, I'm just going to trust you, and I'm going to declare your word that you are faithful, and that you are good, and that you're, you know, that, and that you love me. And I think that's what it takes for us to not be offended, basically, because if we come with our own expectation, we hold on to it, and we say, Lord, you have to come in this way, the way that I want you to come, then I think eventually we get offended because He doesn't always do it the way we think He should. And He doesn't have to, right? He knows what's best. He's God. So that's the number one thing and I want to talk about. And then, you know, He talks about John the Baptist. He says, you know, he is the greatest in the... Yeah, he says in verse 11, truly I say to you, among those born of women, there has not risen anyone greater than John the Baptist, yet he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And if you read the same account in Luke, there's some Pharisees and people that just got kind of scoff at what Jesus says. Basically, you know, they just kind of say, you know, that's kind of the message in Luke, that they just kind of They don't like what Jesus says about John the Baptist because they didn't follow John the Baptist, right? And now they're not following Jesus either. That's why he goes into, in verse 16, you know, he says, what shall I compare this generation to? And he's really talking about the Pharisees and the leaders that didn't believe in John the Baptist, and they don't like what Jesus just said about John the Baptist, that he is the greatest, you know. But Jesus knows that they don't really believe in him either. So he says, well, what shall I compare you guys to? You know, you're like children in the marketplace, and we play the flute for you, and you didn't dance, and we sang a dirge, and you didn't mourn. You know, John the Baptist came mourning and fasting, and you didn't believe in him, you didn't like him, and now I come, you know, feasting and celebrating and partying, basically, and you don't like me. So, you know, what do you expect? And then he'll go on in verse 20 and 30. But, yeah, that's all we have time for today. But just, let's allow the Holy Spirit to speak to us about expectation. You know, like the things that we're expecting from God that may not always be what's on God's heart. And let's just lift it up to him and say, you know, we trust you. And, you know, that we choose not to be offended, you know, if you don't come the way we want you to come, kind of thing. So, Jisun's going to lead us in a worship song. So let's just close our eyes and allow the Holy Spirit to come and speak to us this morning.
Jesus, your all this heart is I come to you. Hungry I come to you, for I know you satisfy. I am empty, but I know your love does not run dry. So I wait for you. So I wait for you. I'm falling on my knees. Oh, for it all of me. Jesus, your all is heart is living for. I'm falling on my knees. I'm falling on my knees. Oh, for it all of me. Jesus, your all this heart is living
for. Let's pray together for our group focus. Let's pray for our church. Let's just pray and cover any of our church members that you know might be struggling with faith, or just family members, unsaved family members, or illness, or any difficult situation that they might be in. Let's just cover our church and pray that God would minister to our church family in this week. Let's pray. Let's pray for our house church's meeting today. Let's pray for Robinson Road House Church, Kowloon House Church, Causeway Bay House Church, Tregunter House Church, and McDaddy House Church today. Let's pray that God would really bless every house church that meets together, and that there will be just anointing for ministry and real fellowship going on. So let's pray for our house churches. Let's pray for our missions focus. Let's pray for Hong Kong and our local outreaches. Well, let's pray for our Saturday of service that's coming up. And let's pray for the house church leaders that they will really hear from God about what kind of outreach their house church should be involved in. And let's just pray for our church that we would really begin to have a heart and a vision for local outreach, that God would lead us to the right organizations and the right people that we can work with, and that our SB people will have a heart for Hong Kong and for the poor and for the needy in this city as well. So let's pray for our church and for the Saturday of service coming up in June. I think June 20, some 26th or something like that. So let's pray together. Let's also pray for the missions committee. This year we're coming up with all the kind of the prerequisites, right, for the mission trips. And I know they're getting a lot of fire from a lot of different people. And they're just in a place where they really need a lot of wisdom. The missions committee need a lot of wisdom as they make decisions and set, you know, requirements and stuff like that. So let's pray for the missions committee for wisdom, and Pastor Sam Kim especially, because he's the leader of that committee. And also let's pray for our building search, that God would lead us to the perfect building, and that he would just help us find the right one. And also just as a church, you know, because the buildings is one thing, but as a church we're moving to another place, right? Spiritually and just in our effectiveness in ministry. You know, Pastor Dom came and talked about going to the other side. So let's pray for our church, that we would be aware of the tactics of the enemy, and that we would just be strong, that we would be united, that we would be just on board as a church together. So let's pray for our church, the missions committee, and the building search. Father, we thank you for this morning, and I pray that you will continue to come and speak to us as we pray on our own. And I just bless everyone that's here, God, that you would go with them wherever they go. Your presence would go with them, your peace, your favor, and that all of us would be able to trust you fully, God, no matter what happens, to trust in your word, God, and to declare your truth, that you love us and that you are faithful, and that you're trustworthy. So help us to do that. this week and today, and may we live to really glorify you today. So may your presence go with us, and we just give you our day. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you guys. Have a great day.